This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. A big deadline is coming up for people with federal student loans. Borrowers with certain kinds of loans need to consolidate by this Tuesday, April 30th. And that involves basically refinancing with the federal government in order to be eligible for debt cancellation through two existing programs, income-driven repayment and public service loan forgiveness. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Jordan Pope Roush was 18 when he first took out student loans in the late 90s.
I went to two private schools for undergrad and then for graduate school.
Emory University for college, then the University of Southern California for his MFA in screenwriting.
I think when I finished USC, I want to say I owed like 130 grand total.
At the time, he was told it was good debt.
It's not. There is no good debt.
Pope Roush is 42 now, and he is still paying those student loans. He's got about $60,000 left. But recently, he mentioned all this to a friend who works on student loans, and she started bugging him to consolidate. If he did that before April 30th, she told him, he would be eligible to have the rest of his debt forgiven, likely in just a few years. Betsy Mayotte at the nonprofit Institute of Student Loan Advisors says that's because of something the Department of Education is doing right now, called the one-time account adjustment. Catchy, I know.
Essentially what it is it's saying, listen, we don't think that the industry as a whole did a good job communicating to borrowers about the existence of the income-driven plans.
Income-driven repayment plans have been around in some form since the mid-90s. They allow people with federal student loans to make monthly payments based on their income. Those payments are often lower than they would be on a standard 10-year repayment plan, so it takes longer to repay the whole loan.
But one of the things that's baked in to these IDR plans is that if you're on them for either 20 or 25 years and you still have a balance, they forgive the balance.
At least that's how it's supposed to work. In reality, Abby Shafroth at the National Consumer Law Center says very few people were actually getting that forgiveness.
Decades of loan servicing mistakes and systemic failures across the federal student loan program had prevented most borrowers from getting credit for all of their time in repayment, meaning that borrowers were stuck in debt when they should have been eligible for loan forgiveness.
The Biden administration is trying to fix those past mistakes by reviewing every borrower's account, that's more than 40 million people, and giving them credit for years of past payments. Nearly a million have already had their loans forgiven through IDR, and many more are years closer. Mike Pierce at the nonprofit Student Borrower Protection Center says not everyone is currently eligible.
You need to have the right type of loan to get your debt canceled under income-driven repayment.
And a lot of people don't.
Older loans made by Sallie Mae or made by Citibank or other big banks back before 2010, they didn't have the same rights and protections that are available to people that have newer loans made by the federal government. And so to be able to take advantage of these debt relief opportunities, you need to turn your older loan into a loan made by the federal government.
Jane Fox at the Association of Legal Aid Attorneys Union says a lot of people who could benefit from this temporary fix still don't realize it.
There has been very little direct outreach to borrowers from the Department of Education.
To anyone who's hearing this, who's not sure what kind of loan they have, Fox says now is the time to find out.
Generation X, elder millennials, the people who are really going to be impacted by the IDR account adjustment, take the 10 minutes to look into this, to make a phone call, to go on studentaid.gov.
Before Tuesday. It could pay off in a big way. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.